My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
That was Evan Mobley, who has now become a very, very rich man. The contract numbers still a little bit up in the air because he can still accomplish more in terms of his money. But over the weekend, we were wondering when the news was going to hit. Was it Friday, Daryl, that Evan Mobley got his deal? And it is a biggie. $224 million maximum rookie contract extension. And if he makes all NBA, if he becomes defensive player of the year, and that's one that he absolutely has a shot at, more so than even all NBA. I'm not going to put a ceiling on the all NBA stuff down the road, but like in the next few years, he could be NBA Defensive Player of the Year. And if so, that money would go from $224 million to $269 million. He becomes one of the richest Cleveland athletes ever. And that's one of the most lucrative contracts in the history of Cleveland sports. No,
number three behind Donovan Mitchell's $50 million per year average and Deshaun Watson's $46 million per average without any escalators. You know, Mobley is $600,000 a year behind Deshaun at a $45.4 million per year average. But they gave him superstar. They gave him a superstar contract, right? With the expectation that he is going to become a superstar. And hopefully he does. During J.B. Bickerstaff's tenure as head coach, we would lament, when are they going to unlock Evan Mobley? I am interested to see what they're going to do to do that. You know, how does Jared Allen fit into that equation? Does Jared Allen fit into that equation? Do they move Jared Allen? Do they bring him back? But, yeah, the Cavaliers now have three max contracts on the books with Donovan, Darius, and now Evan Mobley.
I'll get to what that means in just a second, but I want to know where Cleveland fans are when they see the staggering totals, when they see, you know, potential to be almost $270 million for Evan Mobley. 216-474-0092. I was a little bit surprised at times last year how conflicted some fans seemed to be and how critical they were of Evan, because defensively, the minute he stepped onto the floor in the NBA, he was one of the best defensive players in the league.
Yeah.
So rare to see those kind of gifts. But we all knew the offense and the looking like a, quote, unicorn. It was going to take some time. His game was not fluid enough offensively, not confident enough to shoot the ball. You know, they've been desperate to try to get him to be more of an outside threat so that it would open up spacing and defenders would come out and guard him. And then we get through last regular season. You know, there were injuries. We get through the season. And then he was downright abysmal offensively against Orlando.
Yeah.
He averaged 12 points a game in that series. And if they lose that game seven, remember, they were down. If they lose that game seven, I can't imagine the conversations we'd be having about whether Evan Mobley should get a max deal or not. Fortunately, that Celtics series came, and at times he kind of dominated. He shot 60% from the field in that 63%. I mean, he was doing unicorn things in that series. Al Horford had
30 points.
I mean, he had 33 in that final game when there was no Jared Allen, no Donovan Mitchell, and they actually put the ball in his hands. He took 24 shots that game. Evan Mobley doesn't normally take half that in some of the games. So you saw why there's always been this hope that he can be that dynamic unicorn. Then after that final game of that series, there was no question. He's getting the max. Everybody knew he was getting the max.
Right.
Then it took a little bit longer than I think people thought. They thought the Cavaliers would just make it easy. Now, the things we don't know, and let me know, Mitch, if you've seen this out there in any of the reporting. We don't know anything about no trade clause, a player option, anything about that. Like, we got some details on the Franz Wagner contract.
Well, wasn't there a story
little bit later on
when Mobley was coming out in the draft that
he didn't want to play for the Cavs?
His people told him don't draft him, and the Cavs took him anyway.
Yeah. So, you know, where are you right now, Daryl? And I want to ask the fans, 216-474-0092. Evan Mobley, who's not even been an all-star in his career yet, but has been one of the better defensive players in the league, just got that kind of a deal. What was the first thing that popped into your head?
Wow, that's a lot of money for a guy who has not reached all-star status. It is a contract of projection, which I agree with. As far as, like, I project that he's going to be an all-defensive team. He's going to be an NBA all-star. He's going to be a star. Like, I believe that, but he hasn't reached that level yet. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
And so that was the first thing that popped in my mind, is that you hope that everything we think we know or we think we can project with him comes to fruition. And he becomes that all-around, as you called it, unicorn style player. One time I said I thought he could be the next Tim Duncan in the NBA. He has that type of.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Of
well, everyone,
potential.
Yeah, it's funny. You said Tim Duncan. I've heard Kevin Garnett. I've heard Giannis over the years. And 3 years in, what are we closest to at this point? I'd argue Bam Adebayo. Like, it hasn't really been offensively close to those other guys, but he has shown signs.
And look, maybe Kenny Atkinson can come in here and unlock the offensive diversity within his game, right? I still question, you know, I know what Kobe Altman has said about the Jared Allen pairing with Evan Mobley and his belief that that both players can produce at a level that we all hope and expect them to. I still question that as far as the style that they're going to play, right? So maybe Kenny Atkinson can find a way to unlock something there. Just like we're, you know, we've questioned the Darius and the Donovan pairing in the backcourt, right? This game today is one of spacing and perimeter shooting, right? That's what the NBA offenses now really look like. It's all about run down the floor, stop at the three-point line. Either you're open, you take the shot, or you fire the basketball across the floor to somebody who is open beyond the arc to take that shot. To me, that's not real NBA offensive basketball, but that's what the game is today. Thank you, Golden State Warriors, because now everybody's doing it, right? So I don't know that Jared Allen and Evan Mobley on the floor together fit that style of play. And like you were saying, I mean, Bickerstaff last year was imploring Mobley, hey, you have a shot on the perimeter, you take it. It's not about make or miss for us right now. It's about you taking it and just showing you're willing to shoot it. And then hopefully the makes start coming, yeah. and then opposing defenses have to rotate to you and respect you shooting from the perimeter, and you don't get the Isaac Okoro treatment when you're shooting the basketball beyond 18 feet away.
Yeah, Evan is somebody who I think is still very talented and has potential. I think I might have, and you tell me if you think this is premature, I may have capped his offensive ceiling a bit, you know, in a way that I would never for like Wembanyama. Like that dude, that guy's shooting step back threes from 28 feet.
Yeah.
And has all the shots in his arsenal and is taller and kind of looks more athletic than Evan Mobley. Like, so I have to put a cap a bit on Mobley. With that said,
he just has to find confidence. I think that's Evan's thing. And I realize that comes off as a criticism, and I don't mean it to be, but I really feel like with Evan, Anthony, it's confidence. It's the confidence to take the three-point shot. It's the confidence to dribble drive. It's the confidence to, you know, set yourself up on the block and, you know, be ready to receive the ball. That's what it is for me with him. I think he just needs that confidence that he can be a dominant player because he's confident on the defensive end, right? I mean, he is not shy
won a game
on that end of the floor.
The block on Wagner against the Magic saved the series.
Right.
Right? So you can see that defensively it's all there. And that is huge just for your, I would say, your very base level, your floor for the Cavs. As long as Evan Mobley's out there playing defense, you're always going to be a pretty good defensive team.
Imagine if you could get that style of play, right? That aggressiveness, that confidence that he plays defense. Imagine if you could get that from him on the offensive end of the floor.
Well, then you'd have a top three player in the NBA.
Right.
I mean, that's where the hope still is from some people. Even though I kind of put a cap offensively on him, he still can be really, really good offensively. I don't doubt that. And I think
he can dominate. I think he can dominate the game offensively.
Well, this is why you have to pay him. And if you don't think he should have gotten the money, let us know. 216-474-0092. He absolutely needed to get paid that because, as you can see, as spectacular and as gifted as Donovan Mitchell is, there's a ceiling to where he can take a team as the best player. He had some really good teams in Utah, and he's had some good teams here in Cleveland.
Right.
There's been a ceiling there. Almost no chance to win a championship.
He can't do it on his own.
Right. And Darius Garland, and another small guard, like he got a max deal. But your team has a chance in this day and age in the NBA. Your team really only has a chance to compete if you've got a guy that's on the wing or a unicorn type guy. That's when you have a chance to truly compete for championships.
Yeah, because Donovan doesn't play a position where he can do it on his own. That's the difference, right? LeBron plays a position where he can do it on his own, and we've seen him at times do it on his own. Donovan Mitchell, he can win you a couple games on his own, but he's not going to win you a championship on his own. You need a player like Evan Mobley. You need a Robin in the backcourt like we think Darius Garland can be. You have to have those pieces. I think the Cavs have them, and now it's on Atkinson, really, to make it all work.
All right, 216-474-0092. Mobley becomes one of the richest athletes in Cleveland sports history. Is he worth the money? Do you think he will be worth the money?
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.